Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 298 for July 10th, 2011. The music in this podcast is provided by IOTA PromoNet. And the artists are John Ellis and Double Wide. And the song is Okra and Tomatoes from the album Puppet Mischief. Well, I'm Barry Kantz, your host of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and welcome aboard. Glad to have you here and being a part of the show, being a listener. And coming up, we have an interview, a guest, and we're going to be talking about Maui. But before we get to that, you know, we missed a couple of shows over the past 2 weeks, and actually we planned on missing the show over the 4th of July weekend, but we didn't plan on missing the show the week before, which was June 26th. Now, we had Jim Redekoop scheduled for June 26th, and we did attempt to connect with Jim for the interview, but we ran into some problems, and those problems were related to where Jim was at the time. Jim was in Japan, and we began the interview while he was on a bullet train, and we were actually pretty excited about bringing you an interview while our guest was traveling at 200 miles per hour on a bullet train, but the interview didn't work because we lost connection with Jim every time the train went into a tunnel, and we didn't realize there were so many tunnels that that bullet train would go through, and I don't think Jim realized that either. So we're rescheduling Jim for an upcoming show, and we're actually excited about having Jim, regardless of where he's coming to us from, bullet train or wherever, because we're going to talk about Japan, and Jim was in Japan on a mission from the United States Tour Operators Association and the National Tour Association. And the mission had to do with bringing you information to show that Japan is back to normal and it's open and ready for tourism. Now, Jim runs tours, and he has an interesting business as well, and we may split the interview up into three parts and bring it to you over three shows. So we look forward to having Jim back, and we're going to give it another try. But until then, today we're going to talk about Maui. And again, before we get to that, you know, once again, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. And you can go over to the website at hometravelagent.net and check out all the archives there. We have many of the past shows there. And you can sign up for the newsletter. And there's a lot of things that you can do on the website, including clicking on the tab up at the top, which is the roll call tab. And you can check out all the guests that we've had on in the past. And there's direct links to those shows. So if you remember a guest that was talking about something that you were interested in, you can go to the roll call tab, find that guest, and get right to that show. So there's a lot of features on the website, including a player. You can actually play the show right from the website and listen to it. So a lot of good things over there. And, you know, we are free. You don't have to pay for the downloads. You don't have to pay to get into the website. Listening to the show is free. We have one sponsor, and we're starting a new ad campaign for that sponsor coming up here in a couple of weeks, and that's the Citrix Corporation GoToMeeting. But that campaign has yet to start, but we're going to begin with that once again here in a couple of weeks. And we also have show number 300 coming up, and we have some surprises coming about as a result of 300 shows. The 300 show milestone for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So I hope you're ready for that. We are, and we're excited to bring you show 300. Without any further ado, what I want to do is to get into the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So we're going to let her rip. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show, and this is the one of three segments of the show, as you might know if you're a listener and have been listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And if you have, we really appreciate it. Laurie and I love to hear from our listeners, love to have you here. And this tends to be the kind of the educational portion of the show. And Today we have a guest, and as usual, I'm going to let Laureen introduce our guest. So take it away, Laureen.
Great. Thank you. And it's great to be back. And we have this wonderful guest on today. I have seen him present at several Hawaii trainings, whether it's here locally when he comes to the West Coast or on agent trainings that I have attended. And I'm very excited to have Chris here. I have asked him to please spare me of introducing him with his last name because he has a very long last name with lots of vowels in it. So I'm going to let him take care of that part so I don't embarrass myself. Chris is the Director of Sales and Leisure for the Maui Visitors Bureau. He's a local boy. And let me tell you, this man has style. I'm going to let him talk about it in a moment. But I really just want to introduce Chris from the Maui Visitors Bureau. And thank you, Chris. Welcome to our podcast.
Aloha. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on. I know that we're playing with several time zones, so we really appreciate that you can fit us in on a Friday evening. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who's Chris? What do you do for a living, and where do you come from?
All right. Thank you. Well, I've been here at the Visitors Bureau for the past almost 10 years, and I've also been in the hospitality industry before that. I'm a local boy born on the island of Lanai. From Lanai, I lived a little bit in Los Angeles, and then I ended up in Hilo, and I actually graduated with a bachelor degree at the University of Hawaii at Hilo. And in 1990, I actually moved here to Maui to play tennis, actually play tennis tournaments every weekend, so I figured I might as well come here and play more tennis tournaments. When I got here, I was lucky to be picked up by the Royal Lahaina Resort in food and beverage, and then Kaanapali Beach Resort picked me up in food and beverage, and from there, I became in sales. And when I first became sales, I said, me, I have no background, but I figured sales is a great way for me to be able to share my home, my culture with everybody else around the world. So since then, I'm here.
How do you pronounce your last name, Chris?
It's Kai'ia Okamalie, and it actually means in English, the fish of the calm sea. And I love fishing, and I love being in the ocean. I surf a lot. I dance hula a lot, work out and run. So it's hard to be Chris on Maui.
Well, that's great. That's great. Tell us a little bit about the Maui Visitors Bureau. And I know you're very active with the travel agent community. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I'd love to be able to share with my fellow travel agents ways for them to be able to sell your destination to their clients.
Great. Good question. Well, first and most foremost is that, Maui and Hawaii, the Hawaiian culture is a giving culture and an open culture. So we like to look at that as the visitors that are coming from the mainland. Those are our guests. And Maui Visitors Bureau has done a great job throughout the years as keeping Maui top in mind, and not just great hotels and beaches and the sense of place, but also as a visitor visitor to the islands of Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. We have a lot of different programs in place where we want to be able to support the travel agent. And the travel agent's our extended sales force team. So anyway, we can do that. We're out there, especially I'm out in the United States and Canada, see how we can support it and having you be more educated in the islands and comfortable where you could be able to sell Maui more than maybe another destination, or how we can support you with collateral or pictures or culture-wise. I get many, many emails a day from travel agents on how I could support them, or if they just have to ask me recommendations or what's my thoughts or of culture, of surfing. And even it's not even the island of Maui. We've had somebody do it Hawaii or Polynesia. You know, we try to support the love of what everybody has for the islands of Hawaii. We do have different programs for travel agents throughout the year. You know, one is our Master Specialist program, and we do two or three of these courses, and we actually work through a wholesaler or a consortia, and we actually invite like 20 agents to Maui. When you get to Maui, you're not just going to – it's not a sight FAM. It is actually a destination FAM where you actually will be doing activities and attractions, learning the culture, getting your feet wet in a lo'i patch where they make poi. We'll fly you or take you a ferry to the island of Molokai and bring you down and look at the lookout point for Kalaupapa, or bring you way on the east side of the island to Halawa Valley. And, you know, there's artifacts dating back to 450 AD in that site there. We also fly you to the island of Lanai. And, you know, Lanai is very special in its own way for what it's gone through. And we all know James Dole, the Dole Pineapple, and the many different hands at where it is today with the two beautiful resort areas now today. But I do a lot of consortiums around the country and conferences, and we try to do is if we're doing consortia or conference, we try to piggyback, and once we're out there, we want to continue to train, maximize our dollar, and see how, and the heartbeat, what the travel agents are looking for. I'm always trying to give them things that is top in mind or something fresh and new that they may have didn't know, or if a certain itinerary is okay, how I could make enhance it more to make sure they leave Maui, Molokai, Lanai with a wonderful Hawaiian memory. Lots of relationships around the country that any way we can support you in networking.
Chris, I know that you do a lot of, say, home-based agent shows. I believe you do the Luxury Expo.
Correct.
And in addition to what you're saying about the destination specialty, do you have upcoming shows that are on your calendar for later this year? Because one of the things I really like people to do is to meet our guests live and in person. And you had mentioned about the shows, and he is a wonderful dancer, very spiritual. And I would love for our listeners to be able to see that, even if they're not able to go to Maui. Are there upcoming shows that you're part of?
Tomorrow, I'm leaving to Canada. Vancouver, Kelowna, Edmonton, Calgary, and I'll be in those areas. But throughout the year, it's really funny. It's August is the only time I'm not traveling. I'm usually not. I'm only home like 10 days a month. Mm-hmm. September 10th to 11th, I'm going to be in Seattle promoting a Maui Week all over Seattle. Then a week later, I'll be in Chicago and Milwaukee with Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau doing some travel trade shows for their program. October. Again, I'll be in MLT. You heard of MLT, their university, as well as Hawaii Travel Exchange is coming in October. And what they're doing is bringing all these travel agents to, guess where this year? To Maui. There's around 250. They'll go through 3 or 4 days of lectures and seminars and networking. And from there, they're going to break up to all the islands. So each island will get at least 30 travel agents. And that's when we have a chance to show off our islands. And guess what? This year, because it's on Maui, for one day, I'm going to bring them to Maui. The second day, I'm bringing them all to the island of Lanai. So they're going to have a wonderful time on that island. And then come back here, go on a catamaran, and see how we could actually share more of the destination than just a hotel site.
Mm-hmm.
November, I'm doing also a San Francisco week in November, all over San Francisco. I'll let you know when you come visit me.
Yeah, definitely. That's my tromping ground. I'd be happy to.
Yes, and maybe I should pick your brain at what we can do. That same week, I'm going to Signature in Las Vegas, and in December, again, there's Luxury in Las Vegas. Also, you know, throughout the year, I've got a lot of relationships that I speak to these travel agents, and a lot of times I like what they do. They call me up because I am so busy. They call me up and say, hey, Chris, I'm doing a golf tournament, and I'm hosting a hole. What can you do for me? So I'll send them great, of course, collateral, but any giveaways I can do on there. One time this one travel agent said she's going to have a table at a Mercedes dealership. I go, what are you going to do? She set her desk right there at this dealership, and she actually got some sales. And it was great because they are pushing the button. They're not waiting if I'm around. They're actually giving these great ideas and calling me back and saying, Chris, can you support me? And any way we can support you, and keeping Maui top of mind, of course, will help you.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love people who have out-of-the-box thinking, and it's wonderful that you support them. You were mentioning about trainings, and I didn't mean to cut you off. You were talking about there may be some training, website trainings. Is that also an option for our listeners?
Yeah, so actually, our mother company is Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau, and they actually have all the training from all the islands at their website. And what I wanted to mention with you, if you come, like I mentioned, to two of our trainings on island, the Master Specialist Program, what we are moving forward fast is if you became a Master Destination Specialist here on the island, as well as online, Hawaii Visitor and Convention Bureau Travel Trade Team is putting that on their consumer website, where your name will actually be there available for you. If a consumer is from Milwaukee and they want to book Hawaii or a specific island, they'll go into this place where it says this button where it says book Hawaii, and all the specialist travel agents that have passed the test will be there. And yeah, we get great lead for you, and they are working very heavily to get this finished in the next few months.
Wow, you know, it's Maui's such a wonderful destination. I actually have a couple. They're getting married. I'm very excited for them. Both in their mid-20s, so they're not children, you know. It's their first marriage. They're very cute. They are so excited about going to Maui and so excited about the honeymoon. They're, like, willing to put off the wedding because they're just ready to go to the island. And I've talked it up so much, and I gave them a whole list of restaurants and some ideas about where to go snorkeling and how to get connected. They're like done with work. They're down to the last month of getting married. And one of the places that I'd recommended that they go, you may be familiar with, is Da Kitchen. I love that place.
Oh my gosh. My favorite is the cow ribs. Oh, and the chicken katsu. It's just tons and tons of food. But you know what? It's you got to do what the Romans do when you're on Maui or on the islands. Go where the locals are. We always ask the travel agents and the visitors when you get to Maui to look at a local community paper and take in a community event. And this is where you really get to meet the aloha spirit that's still here, the local foods that people share, people always smiling. And Da Kitchen is one of the best restaurants here on Maui and Kahului. Tons and tons of food. If there's six of us, we'll order four meals because it feeds six of us. There's also a satellite kitchen, Da Kitchen in Kihei, and I love it just as well. They have from sandwiches to great salads. My favorite is the Kalbi ribs. And it's really funny because as I'm speaking, one of the secretaries, while the door opened up, she dropped off some Kalbi ribs for me.
Oh, nice.
I let them know that it's very local food. It's really bad for you. I'm like, you just go in there and you're going, ow, my arteries hurt, but your soul is going to be so filled. In fact, the last time I was on Maui, a friend of mine from Kauai was on the island. She'd never been there. Never been to that restaurant. She told me that on the way to the airport, 2 days later, she stopped by to get the cake. Is it Queen's
Emma.
Cake?
Yeah, Queen Emma.
Yes. It's yes. Delicious. She said she stopped by, got one, and had it as her carry-on luggage to bring back to her island.
Love it. And you know, like the local style here, whenever you go to another island or back home to the mainland, you always want to bring some kind of wonderful food that island really has that you want to share with somebody else. They really love the food here.
Absolutely. And it is about getting to know the culture and to know the destination. And it's that's one of the things that I love about you guys is that you're more interested in having people learn about the history of your particular island, where the soul comes from, the spirit comes from, rather than, you know, hotel runarounds, really nice. And of course, we need site inspections. But the focus really is please get to know our culture, please get to know our people, which really makes each island separate from each other and way different than the mainland.
Yes. And it's wonderful you say that. And, you know, HVCB, Hawaii Business Convention Bureau, and all the island chapters, we got together and we did this brand study, brand, B-R-A-N-D. I'm not sure if you heard it, but we actually found out what type of visitors are actually coming to Kauai, to Maui, to Oahu, so we could kind of understand how we could market and reach out even more. One of our brand essence words for Maui is captivating. Gotta be captivating. So we're looking more and more to see how we can reach out to all different types of niche markets.
Absolutely. What would you say if I were calling you and I had no history with the island, had never sent clients there, and I needed to ask you, what kind of qualifications would be for somebody who would really get the most out of Maui? What kind of client would you recommend?
Actually, Maui, I only speak for Maui, but we're big enough to have a diversity of different types of visitors coming to the island, from high end to meet to moderate to low end. So it just depends on knowing what kind of client, what they're looking for, their budget, first time, returnees, if they're into family or romance. There's everything here for you. What makes us very unique is that we are diverse. Diversity of different types of visitors, as well as we have three islands that we can share with the visitors, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And we're the only island that can actually fly there or take passenger ferries to our other two sister islands. You know, and then also, like on every island, we want to be able to share not like an ATV on every island. You could get that on every island. We want to share what's more unique, like Haleakala crater that stands 10,023 feet. Or humpback whales that come every year. It's very outstanding. You'll see over 1,000, 1,500 whales that come during the season. Just things like that. Or the capital of the Old Kingdom Hawaii is right there on a whaling town in Lahaina. I mean, we really want you to go out and feel, and because it's safe, go out and know Maui and explore it and see what really calls you. Maui can be not a busy city, a moderate small city, but it also can be more a hometown feel around the islands.
That's wonderful. That's very true. That's very true. If you don't mind just spending a little bit, just a quick, what's your favorite part of the island? I know that you're not allowed to have any favorite children, and I understand that, but is there something you personally, Chris, like to do on your home island?
Yeah, there's a few things. I've lived here since 1990. I'm originally from the island of Lanai. But it's funny because I still learn and experience a lot of things that you think because you're on an island, you experience everything. There's always new things going on. But what I get out of it is there's Haleakala Crater. I could be running, 5 miles a day, and just looking up to the volcano is something that's breathtaking. I love to surf when I'm out on the water surfing. Looking back from the water to Maui, I feel great energy, very refreshing, and saying how lucky I live on the island. You know, the lifestyle here, we only have small little things are great, important things to us. The way the culture thinks, and we're very blessed to be able to live here and to share what we have. It may be simple, something really basic, but it's very rich to us.
Thank you. Barry, are you out there? And I know you always have something you have on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, I'm still here and really enjoying the conversation, hearing about Maui from Chris. It's excellent. And, I got to get there one of these days. And speaking of getting there, what types of accommodations do you have on the island? Islands, I should say.
On Maui, of course, we have our wonderful resorts and hotels, as well as if you're looking at condominiums, rentals as well, and vacation rentals. There is actually something for every visitor on this island, B&Bs. What's really cool, too, a lot of times I've met visitors where we became friends, and now I tell them, don't stay at a hotel, you're staying with me. I got an extra room right here, you're staying with me. And then what I do, I introduce them to more friends and more friends. So after a while, they're like, they almost like live here. They know all my friends. And then they become their own friends, I think that's what's special about Hawaii. It's like we're pretty open to other people and to different ethnic grounds that come here. you know, a lot of people don't understand that there's two types of food, three types. There's American food, there's local food, and there's Hawaiian food. So, like, local food is teriyaki beef is actually Japanese, or kimchi is actually Korean. But we took all that in and meshed it all together as a big melting pot, and now that is local food where we all enjoy it. What I mentioned about a little bit of educating around fam, so what we try to do when the agents come to Maui, we want them to learn the homegrown stuff, what's really about the islands, such as hiking through the crater or helping us clean the lo'i patch in the taro fields, picking pineapple or understanding how the pineapple grows. It takes 14 months to give fruit and 2 years to pick. I mean, just things that people take for advantage that, you know, we understand more, that we want them to really take it all in, that what makes Maui what it is.
So, Chris, thank you so, so much for being on the show. This has been wonderful. If our listeners want to be able to reach you, is there a good website that they should go to, say, for some Maui specialty training, an email address for you? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
The best way is to my email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at Maui. MauiBB@visitorsbureau.com. Also, we have our website is visitmaui.com. And I want to share with you, too, a lot of times what we are always keeping up in our blogs and Twitter. So our blog is visitmauiblog.com, or Facebook. Everybody loves Facebook. Facebook.com/visitmaui. And we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/mauivisit. So we're out there, and I really encourage you, if you're doing something kind of fun, and any way you think I could help you support the cause, please get a hold of me or the Bureau.
Absolutely. And listeners, seriously, if you can go to one of Chris's presentations, please make sure you take the time out of your schedule to do that. He's very knowledgeable. Obviously, you can tell by this interview. He's very friendly, very approachable, and it's probably one of the best answers I have ever seen. So please, that sets the bar really high for any other guests we have coming on to the show in a future event. So thank you again, Chris. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what is a good email address?
Well, you know, I might want to mention, too, that we had talked about maybe doing a video podcast just to catch Chris's dancing. But anyhow.
That'd be great.
Yeah. My email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen.
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com, or you can always friend me on Facebook, and my address is Laureen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Thank you again, Chris. Have a safe trip to Canada, and
thanks,
please, I know you're going to do a great job at training those agents up in that area.
Mahalo.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
You know, I forgot to mention as we started out the show, but, you know, I'm curious, how many of you out there have an invitation to Google Plus, or are currently using Google Plus? And if you are, drop me into one of your circles. My Google Gmail is barry.kantz@gmail.com, and I am a part of the Google Plus network. And if you haven't used Google Plus, it's kind of like a combination between Facebook and Twitter. And it has a lot more options, and it's the interface is very intuitive, so it works quite well. Actually, I like it better than Facebook. So if you've had an opportunity to jump aboard on Google Plus, give it a try, give me an invitation. And actually, Google Plus right now is by invite only. So someone has to have an invitation that they can send you to get on Google Plus. Unfortunately, I don't have any invitations. Otherwise, I would let you know and let you email me, and I would be happy to send you an invitation. And maybe I will have some invitations available as they release them in the near future. And if I do, I will mention that and let you know here on the show. And you can become a part of the Google Plus group. And I think you'll enjoy it. If you enjoy Facebook, I think you'll enjoy Google+. So anyhow, with that, we do have three news items today, and the news items that I want to talk about, the first one is about travel agents gaining access to Expedia. Now, I know you're all familiar with Expedia, but what they're doing now is Expedia has a travel agent affiliate program so that you can access booking engines through Expedia, and it's a portal, and you can book trips for your clients and get paid commissions for that. And you can download itineraries of the trips that you book for your clients. You can download those itineraries into Microsoft Word or Outlook, and those itineraries are personalized to your travel business, so it looks like everything is coming from you and not Expedia, because after all, you want to promote your own brand. You don't necessarily want to promote Expedia's brand, but this new travel agent portal lets you do that through Expedia. Now, I don't know what kind of commissions they pay, but it may be worthwhile investigating. And this news item comes from the Travel Blackboard, and it's out of Australia, Australia news site that they're talking about this. And I will have a link to this article in the show notes if you want to learn a little bit more about the travel agent Expedia portal. Now, the next item I have comes from Travel Agent Central, and what Travel Agent Central is reporting that Apple Vacations is offering a 5% commission on air. Now, you know, in the past, Apple Vacations, you would book a vacation through them, and you would get a commission on the vacation. You know, if it's an all-inclusive resort or whatever, you get a commission on that cost for the all-inclusive resort, but you wouldn't get a commission on the airfare. But now, Apple Vacations is offering you a 5% commission on the airfare. So you can find out a little bit more about that through the link on my show notes, and it takes you over to Travel Agent Central, so check that out. And again, once again, the last article is from Travel Agent Central, and it talks about ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents. They are promoting agents' honeymoon expertise. So if you are a specialist in honeymoons, or if you're not, this article is a good way for you to learn a little bit more about becoming a honeymoon expert and to learn a little bit about how ASTA will help promote you through their websites. So you will definitely want to take a look at this. The wedding season, if there is such a thing as a wedding season, I guess that would be the month of June. That's come and gone, but you can certainly prepare for next year. I know people that are planning weddings plan way in advance, and maybe now is the time to jump on board and take a look at this and develop a specialty in honeymoons. Well, with that is the last article of the show, and that will wrap the show up, and I'm glad to have you here listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate it. Laureen and I love to do this show, and we've been doing it for, 6 years now? And again, we're coming up on show 300, and we do this strictly out of our desire to bring travel agents information about the travel trade, and that's why we're here. So with that, if you have any questions, comments, criticisms, whatever you want, drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. And again, if you're on Google+, the email is barry.kantz@gmail.com. So I hope everybody's having a great summer. Have safe travels. Stay healthy, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
That what makes Maui what it is.
Very nice, yeah.
Sorry, choking.
We can edit chokes right out.
Sorry. Of course, I can't find the mute button.
I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm so happy.
Barry will go, ah, man, where did she start choking so I can edit that part out?
You got her all choked up, Chris.
Pass the tissue.
Okay. All right. So, is there anything else I should ask you?
Single and available. No, just kidding. No.
I can't believe you're single and available. You're too sweet.